You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Rebecca Rivas. Rebecca is one of the faculty members here on campus, and she's here to talk about something special that opens up this weekend. It's the Chicano Latino Theater Series. And Rebecca, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, before we get into this, I want to tell our audience about you because, you know, rarely do we talk about our faculty, and, you know, they do so many good things. It's hard to do that. Dr. Panel did that on 100 to 100, but we're very fortunate to have you because you teach voice acting and drama and a bunch of other courses that really people don't know goes on behind the scenes as far as theater and dance. They think, oh, it's an acting class and that's it. But tell us a little bit about your background and what you teach.
Oh, sure. Well, I teach voice and movement at the theater department. So, and it really is, we don't really think about it, but what that is it's training the actors in how to best use their voice on stage and best use their bodies on stage. So much like a ballet dancer is doing their bar work every day, going in and working on that technique, it's the same thing is true for voice and movement. We're kind of laying the groundwork for those actors to be able to tackle, you know, the Shakespeare and the Shaw and all of those great texts that require a lot of breath support.
Now, a lot of that, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Some people say, well, you know, if you're an actor, you memorize lines. And, well, yes, you memorize lines, but you don't really memorize because if you memorized, a lot of people tend to, like I remember when we were in grade school and you had to memorize a poem or whatever, people would memorize it. So when they would recite it, they recited it as if it was memorized instead of being natural and conversational. So that's something that you work with, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. That's something that we try to get out of their system at the very beginning so that whenever they're learning their lines, it's more about what they're doing to the person they're talking to, how they're making them feel, how they're changing them, as opposed to just kind of a series of words in a certain sequence.
Now, you mentioned you teach voice acting and movement. Can you tell us about the, you know, correlation between the voice and the movement?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, this is our instrument, so where painter has their paint and their brush and musician has their musical instrument, we have our bodies and we have our voice and we have our imaginations, our hearts. It's really important that we connect to those things. We know how to use them. We understand how the voice works. We understand what we tend to do physically. For instance, if I tend to like pull my hair back when I get nervous and put it behind my ear, that's something that's going to carry over onto the stage. So we try and find those things and lead our students to a more neutral way of being so that when they play the Willie Lomans, when they play the Juliets, they are able to take parts of themselves and use them effectively for that specific character with their own physical habits, with their own kind of vocalization that they have. But it all starts with them, with their own hearts and what's on display for them. So as the student, who they are really is what,
you know,
comes
it's
through.
Interesting when we talk it in one of my classes about radio dramas and old time radio dramas, the students are just like, wow, this is awesome. You know, they sound great. And then when they see pictures or short videos of the cast and they're all in suits because men wore suits there all the time then and they're just standing behind holding a script and going, how do they make all that come to life if they're just standing there in suits? And that would seem to restrict them. But as you mentioned, whether a person pulls their hair behind their ear or smiles, the listener can tell.
Yeah, and of course in theater, then you have the visual aspect. So they're needing to, as audience members, we listen visually. So what we see on stage, you know, if you watch a television show, a good television show, then you press mute on it, you can probably still follow what's going on in the scene because of what you're seeing. And so in theater, that's incredibly important. So, you know, for these shows that we're about to do, they're playing animals, they're playing lots of different types of characters, and they have to bring their bodies and their voices to that.
And that's a perfect segue to talk about what's opening up tonight. And as I mentioned, it's the Chicano Latino Theater Series. So tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. This will be our third run of the Chicano Latino Theater Series. And every year we've done it a little bit different. And what's most different about this year is that we usually just do it here at UTEP, but this year we are going out into the community. And so tonight we'll be at La Fe Cultural Center down on Ochoa doing the shows. And then on Saturday we'll be at Cafe Mayapan there in Texas. And then on Sunday, we'll come back to UTEP and the Fox Fine Arts to have the final performance of these pieces. We've got a series of a couple of children's shows, Señorita Cucarachita Finds a Husband, based on a folk tale that some people might be familiar with. And then we have a dance performance by another river, or a couple of dance performances, interdisciplinary ensemble. And they've collaborated with one of our students, Rosie Sanchez, who wrote Señorita Cucarachita, as well as a piece about her mother, who's from Honduras, called Zapatitos. So we're really excited about that. And then our final one is Border, which is a one-act play directed by another of our ex-students, Julia Sosa. And Celia Aguilar, a local artist here in El Paso, has been kind enough to share her poetry with us as well. And all of those things will happen. They're all short pieces, and so we'll be able to fit every single one of them each night. So you'll see everything, whether you go to La Fe, whether you go to Mayapan, or if you join us here at UTEP on Sunday.
Out of curiosity, because you mentioned earlier that your students have to take on the roles of animals and insects, I guess, because you mentioned cucaracha. So tell us, how difficult was this to bring across? I'm sure for some of the students, they may have been like, what? I can't do that.
Well, I think they had a lot of fun with it. This is a children's show. Cucarachita is that they've been taken around to the elementary schools here in El Paso. So some of the kids out there may have already seen it. But if you haven't, you should definitely come check it out. It's a lot of fun. But a lot of it is done with costume, but the actors still bring themselves to it quite a bit. So, you know, one of them plays a cat, so all of his movements are very slow and kind of languid. One of the others is a frog, so when he takes a step, his knee kind of comes up a little bit more into the air than normal. So these are all things that suggest the animals that they play, and as well as who those animals are. Sapo is a little bit... Well, Gato is conceited as well, but the sapo, he thinks highly of himself as well. So these characters are not just, you know, kind of stock animals, but also really specific people who I'm sure if you watch it, you'll say, oh, I know a guy like that.
And I guess the students themselves, when you bring this up to them, most of them have been exposed to this kind of acting or voicing because of Walt Disney. You know, Disney has brought to life a lot of characters, dogs, donkeys, everything. And then, of course, I just forgot the name about the one about the ogre.
Oh, Shrek.
Shrek. Okay, yes. And they bring a lot of, you know, that donkey and everybody else. So, but I'm sure that everybody has a different perspective. And so you tell them, you pretend to be what you think a toad sounds like, or this is because they might think, well, I have to sound like a toad like they did in this show or the way they want me to do it. So what kind of direction do you give them on that, Rebecca?
Well, like I was saying earlier, you know, it all comes down to who they are as people, you know, like their person individually. The way you would play a character would be completely different from the way I would. And there's a lot of truth in that. And there is no right or wrong. And I think instilling that in them, especially for these students who have helped Rosie develop these characters, there's a lot of ownership that goes into it, an ownership of yourself and who you are and that, you know, the good ideas you have for bringing a character to life. So, you know, mostly it's just telling them to you know, trust themselves and have fun, because that's really what it's about. I mean, those stories that we enjoy so much, because usually they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun to watch.
You know, I remember one time, I guess when I was still in undergraduate school, that we were doing our Reader's Theater or something like that. And somebody said, that's not the way a dog sounds. And they said, well, how do you know? Have you ever heard a dog talk? He's like, well, I guess you're right. So now tell us, because it's going on the road, and I think that's great, What restrictions does it put on you, or is it difficult to take this show on the road?
Well, you know, it is difficult. It is, it's always an undertaking to put a show on. But, you know, knowing that these set pieces have to travel, knowing that, you know, we're going to have to figure out a plan for who has this costume, who has these costumes, who's responsible for these props and getting them to the next place. You know, that's always kind of organizational, logistical undertaking. But, you know, and it's not too bad. But I think what makes it really a lot easier is the fact that it is Chicano Latino theater. And so within that, it's really about the story. It's about the message. And it's not about the technical elements. Historically, it was, you know, they put signs on and said that labeled who that character was. And so everything is, the tech is minimal. We're trying, I think we will be successful in creating some magic technically on stage. But certainly everything is very much about the story, about the dancing themselves, the performers, and, you know, the message that each of these pieces is handing over to the audience.
Not too long ago, we interviewed on one of our other shows, the Book Club Show, we interviewed an author who had translated some fairy tales they found in Germany, and they were from the 1600s. And one of the things that we've learned throughout the years that a lot of the fairy tales, like the Grimm's and Andersen, that they were written to teach a lesson. And you just mentioned here about a message. So will the children hear when they see it, is there a moral message to it or some kind of message to it?
Yes, it's a story. So every time you hear a story, everybody's going to take something a little bit different from it. But certainly there is that theme for each of the stories. I don't know that it's necessarily like a lesson that we're telling people what to think or anything. But I do think it definitely does. And obviously for the children's pieces, it's, you know, about love and about one of them, motherhood, and ultimately kind of everything's about love.
Now, because we're talking about the Chicano Latino Theater Series, and as you mentioned, this is your third year, are the plays in English and Spanish or both? Or
yes, you'll hear a mixture of both. Primarily, it'll be in English, but there is some Spanish within each of the pieces.
And what about the music? You mentioned music.
Yeah, so they sing in Cucarachita. There's an Elefantes. It's based on I'm sure some people know it, a lullaby that I'm sure lots of people had their moms sing to them when they were little. And throughout we'll have music playing, and so there'll be some music and dancing. Certainly.
Well, as I mentioned, this kicks off tonight, so if you wouldn't mind sharing with us what the schedule is, Rebecca.
Sure. Tonight we're going to be at La Fe Cultural Center, and the show starts at 7:30. And then tomorrow on Saturday we'll be at Café Mayapan, and there will be food available for purchase. And if you've ever had it there, it's absolutely delicious. And that'll be at 7:30 as well on Saturday. And then on the 31st at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts in room 452, we'll be having a matinee at 2:30 here at UTEP.
And as far as tickets go, especially for the performances at La Fe and Mayapan, do they purchase them here at UTEP?
Actually, admission is by donation. And so it's free to you if you'd like. But we, if you want to give us a little bit of money, it's going to go to the Student Scholarship Fund. So it's just by donation.
Now, one final thought here, Rebecca. If people have additional questions or perhaps, you know, we piqued their curiosity, can you give us perhaps a web page or Facebook page or whatever that they can go to?
Sure. You can go to theater.dance@utep.edu, but also you can contact our box office at 747-6213. Speak with Adriana Dominguez. She's my partner in crime in this undertaking, and she'll be happy to answer any of your questions. And I just want to, because we have had some questions about whether or not, when is Cucarachita going to be playing? When is Border going to play? But it's all, everything is happening on each of the nights. So everybody will get every show.
Well, Rebecca, thank you very much for taking the time to share this with us. And again, you don't want to miss these shows. Kick off tonight at La Fe Cultural Center, and then tomorrow at Cafe Mayapan, and then May 31st at the UTEP Fox Fine Arts. And the great thing here is admission is by donation, and the donation goes to benefit the Student Scholarship Fund. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We've been visiting with Rebecca Rivas from the Theater Dance Department here on campus. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KGP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.